USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Three people were fatally shot and a fourth person is expected to survive in an attack on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus. That's located a couple miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. The Associated Press is reporting the shooting suspect was a 60-year-old professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. He previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Kevin McMahill is the sheriff for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
Police did not immediately identify the gunmen, the victims, or a possible motive. Four Republican candidates made their case to the American people last night why they should be the next president of the United States. The last Republican debate of the year was hosted by News Nation in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Conservative-leaning talking head Bill O'Reilly chose a winner of the debate and why.
The winner of the debate was DeSantis. And the reason is that DeSantis tapped into the emotion that Republican voters are feeling when he went after the border and said, I would use violence against these cartel members.
The Pentagon announced that all of the military's Osprey aircraft have been grounded. This comes 1 week after eight were killed in a crash off the coast of Japan because of material failure. USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
President Biden's approval rating remains near record lows. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, it's been hovering about 40%. That's compared to 39% back in November. Americans in the poll are complaining the economy, crime, and immigration are the biggest concerns under this administration. The Israel-Hamas war was a debated topic last night during the fourth and final Republican debate this year. Governor Ron DeSantis is displeased with President Biden's handling of the conflict.
The overall issue with this is this administration is trying to hobble Israel from being able to defend itself.
The city of Tacoma is the first in Washington state to make it illegal to declaw a pet cat. The veterinary term is de-knuckling. Tacoma leadership claims it would be similar to amputating a human finger at the last knuckle. There are exceptions if it's medically necessary. The ban takes effect March 31st of next year. With the Oakland A's baseball club getting ready to move to Las Vegas, Nevada, White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf is speculating that his ball club could be on the move as well. Reinsdorf met with Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell during the winter meetings this week. The White Sox lease at guaranteed rate field expires in 6 years. Today is National Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance from 1941. Lance Pry, USA News.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-Ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.